Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Meberg, the president and CEO with Consolidated Carpet, a StarNet member in New York. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kemp?
I'm good. We were just together in Orlando. Before we get into some of the details and some of the issues that you're facing, let's first give a little background. Consolidated Carpet is celebrating 75 years of business this year. That's pretty impressive. And you're still family-owned. You're the third-generation leader in the business. And when you look at the StarNet members and the scope and size from a revenue perspective, you're one of the top five members, right?
That's what we're told, yes.
I'm sure that doing business in Manhattan and surrounding areas is probably a lot different than in other areas of the country. First, let me just ask you, 75 years, your founders were two Norwegians that came over here, so they were immigrants that started the business, is that right?
Yeah, my grandfather and his older brother, along with a few other older brothers and sisters, all immigrated to the U.S. in about 1909, I believe. My grandfather was very young at the time, and he was being essentially raised over here by his older brothers and sisters. Eventually, as they grew older, they developed skills in the carpentry trades. My great-uncle and my grandfather together worked in many different carpentry trades, and then eventually were working in the Brooklyn Navy Yards, working on battleships, actually installing what we refer to as battleship linoleum, a product of the past. Yeah. But that's how they learned the flooring trade, and eventually after the war effort wore down, the two brothers went out and bought a business in the floor covering industry, and that's what launched Consolidated Carpet.
Isn't that fitting that a couple of Vikings would come over here and start building boats?
That's right, exactly.
All right, so 75 years, what are you doing to celebrate the 75 years?
Well, we're really proud that we've made it this far, Kemp. As you may or may not know, only about 12% of family businesses ever make it into the third generation. So we are very proud of the fact that we've made it here. Spent a lot of time serving our industry, serving the communities in which we work. So we felt it was most appropriate to celebrate that service. So we started a program called Strive for 75. We're, you know, well over 200 employees strong. We do a lot of community and industry service as it is, so we feel like doing 75 good deeds throughout the year will be not too difficult to attain. So we've asked our associates to join in with us. We're highlighting things that they do in the community and the industry, and then, of course, we're highlighting events that the company participates in as well.
All right, Dave, it's been, I think, 4 or 5 years since you and I've done one of these interviews, and since the last time we talked, you've been in the Wall Street Journal. And there was an article written about some of the challenges of doing what you do in New York. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, I think the article focused quite a bit on the challenges that our construction industry is having right now with unionization and an overall shift in our market to a more of an open shop environment. It's obviously been very newsworthy here in New York, and it's presented a big challenge to our company and to all union contractors performing all types of construction work in the city. So that article, you know, chose to, you know, highlight how we're adapting to that. When you're a union contractor, you're a union contractor. We're firm believers, and the union's been very good partners of ours for many years. But in challenging times like this, it certainly calls for certain measures of improvement, and it's forced us to become a better company, a more efficient company. It does remain a big challenge to us today, and, you know, we need more help from the unions in order to weather that.
Yeah, I mean, the article was talking about how there's a lot of the people that you compete with have switched and are non-union. So how do you be competitive in that situation?
And the only way we can do that, Kemp, is to become a much more efficient, lean organization. We have put in place a lot of initiatives to do that, but there's only so much we can do while, you know, preserving our profit margins and our ability to continue to grow and change our business. So we've had a lot of dialogue with the unions. We continue to have dialogue with them. Unfortunately, our unionized workforce, our installers, have been without a contract for over 2 years now. That's not a position that they like being in. That's not a position I like being in. It's critical to our success moving forward that whatever contract, whatever collective bargaining agreement we do sign has the right measures in it to keep us competitive in this marketplace.
you know, I like to listen when I go to these meetings. And one of the things I hear coming from you is, and when you start talking about how you grow your business and where you get your business, and I guess it's the nature of where you are, but you focus a lot on building relationships with the real estate brokers, don't you?
We focus on building relationships all throughout the purchasing chain. Obviously, here in New York, we are highly aligned with the commercial real estate market. Mm-hmm. There's no better place to get early information than that segment of the real estate market, and it allows us to, you know, really be on the front end of a lot of these potential projects that are going out to bid. Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more information that we get earlier on, the more that we can use that information to help our mill partners, our manufacturing partners, to get specified. Obviously, the better off position we're going to be in to compete, and that's ultimately what it's all about.
Yeah. How's your business doing in the last year or so?
Well, our business has been very strong. You know, we're obviously benefiting from a very strong real estate and development market here in New York City. You know, our performance has really been driven by those schedules. You know, our core business this year, we are anticipating, you know, double-digit growth in. We just had our largest booking quarter ever. You know, we're anticipating a very strong 12 to 18 months going forward.
You've been a member of StarNet for a while. What's the benefit that you get from being a member of StarNet?
Well, you know, for me now, I'm getting to be one of the older dogs in StarNet, so I enjoy going to the conferences and reconnecting with a lot of old friends, a lot of peers who, you know, I can get together with and tell a few war stories and compare some notes with. But now, as we're entering a new phase of our business and focusing on developing the next level of our leaders, we've started to make sure every time we attend a StarNet event that we're bringing some of our next generation leaders with us, so that they can really participate in a lot of the educational sessions, get a fresh perspective of what's happening in the industry outside of just what's happening in our office. We're really trying to gauge the value right now based on the support StarNet can provide us in developing our leaders of the future.
And you just did that. I mean, you've got some fourth generation people that you brought to this meeting for the first time, right?
Well, yeah, my oldest cousin's son, Eric, is the first member of the fourth generation working in our business. So he came along down to Orlando. And then we also had Thomas White, who's one of our young sales associates, working closely with Eric and his father, Dave White, you know, coming down to meet a lot of the mill executives, attend some of the educational sessions, and learn from some of their peers that operate in different parts of the country.
Yeah, real quick, I was looking at your resume, and it looks like you serve on a lot of boards as part of being the leader at Consolidated Carpet, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of the service initiative I spoke of earlier. My grandfather was one of the founders of FCICA. My uncle served two terms as chairman of the FCICA. And it's just something that's been ingrained into our company at a very early age, that you get what you give, and being involved in these industry events and industry associations has been beneficial to us in a lot of different ways. So that's part of our service principle that we take very serious.
Okay, Dave, it was good to catch up with you, and I know you're going to have a big year in your 75th year. Again, been talking to Dave Meeberg, the president and CEO with Consolidated Carpet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.